357 Magnum alarm clock. 5 a.m. My lover has not slept well. An unattributable malaise. I have sensed it. Uneasy sleep tries to rekindle. Front door of the apartment opens, shuts. Slow, shuffling footsteps through the kitchen. Her ex-boyfriend? Drunk? Smoking a cigarette. Dumbfounded by what he has discovered. He will demand answers, I know it. I'm laying naked, and so is she. This was his spot, I'm sure of it. Raised to my elbows. Tell him to fuck off. Who the fuck do you think you are? He shouts. A sophist, who illustrates his point with a page from Apocrypha, draws a black 357 Magnum, like a tiny, sad, dirty Harry. Trains it at my baby face. Mammoth pistol in his frail fingers. Stares down my exhausted innocence and wins. She's incensed. He points the gun at her. She's infuriated. I'm terrified. He points the gun to his head. She is horrified. I'm panic-stricken. He's deranged.
Love my apartment. I love my girlfriend. I love my cats.
He slobbers. They're not yours anymore, motherfucker. She screams. You lost them when you tried to choke me. The truth at last. He is crying too. Takes his gun and goes, finally. She robes, demands reasons for his malevolence. I pull on my boxers. They exit the apartment. Outside on the stoop, they argue disjointedly. Inside I smoke, shaky hands, eyes burning scared. The conflict has subsided. Her ex-boyfriend departs, peeling out on his motorcycle, raping the silence of dawn, just as he has murdered my false sense of security. She takes me into her arms. Her expression belies billions of fight-or-flight reflexes cast in a Rorschach test set of brow lines. My personal terror manifests, Richter scale shivers, tremoring from the core of my naivete. She is apologizing. I've already forgiven her. Alive in her tender embrace, forged by our emotional fury.